Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Lungs in a box. I saw the headline and I thought, oh, what does that mean? What is the story behind that headline? And ironically, we reached out to a thoracic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine, and he is on the phone right now, and his name is Dr. Calvin Lung. Now, Calvin, was this something you knew when you were little because you had the name that eventually you would want to open up people's chest cavities and work on anything in that area, including the lung?
Well, I wouldn't say it was since I was a little kid, but ever since medical school, I would, surgery has definitely been on the top list of things to do. And having that last name didn't hurt at all. Became much more memorable for a lot of my attendings and colleagues, and so that helped for sure.
I bet. And the patients must get a big smile on their face when they walk in your office for a lung issue, and they're like, oh, hello, Dr. Lung.
They usually get a chuckle out of it, for sure.
So what is lungs in a box? Because I saw the headline, and I understand it, but I don't understand all the details. Obviously, donor lungs are of utmost importance, especially since COVID, and there is a scarcity, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, there's always a scarcity of donor organs for all organs in general, solid organs, but particularly for lungs. You know, lungs are just such a fragile organ. When people become very critically ill and ultimately become potential donors, the lungs are often under a lot of stress. They're on a ventilator, they get pneumonias, and so the quality of the lungs do decline, and we have potential donors that just aren't able to donate their lungs because of those factors when they're critically ill. And so we always have a shortage, but in particular in lung donation, where we need to have very innovative ways to expand a donor pool so that people on the wait list can have an organ and can prolong their lives.
So what does lungs in a box mean?
Yeah, so lungs in a box is really a description of the appearance of what this technology is. But it's just a way that it's not necessarily a new technology. It's a way for us to take the lungs out of a patient. And usually what happens is we just have to put them back into the recipient patient as quickly as possible because the lungs don't do well outside of the body. They don't like not having blood. They don't like not having the oxygen going through it. So they'll start to slowly die. But the lungs in the box is technology that has been invented to try to keep the lungs alive outside of the body so that we have a period of time between when it gets taken out of a patient and has to be put into a patient. And that period of time gives us a lot of opportunities to do things with the lungs. And namely, we want to see how good they are, the quality of the lungs, but also hopefully in the future, more therapeutics, meaning we can treat certain issues that are problematic with the lungs, like in a bad infection or a blood clot or something along those lines. So it's a technology, it's a platform that allows us to use the lungs outside of the body.
This is Dr. Calvin Lung, a thoracic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. I got to share a personal story with you. One of my dear friends, Chris Philippi, his daughter was born with cystic fibrosis, and she got a double lung transplant. They introduced me to their dear friends, Frank and Cindy, who lost their 24-year-old in Chicago, and his lungs were donated, and they met the recipient and did the stair climb with the recipient with his new lungs. I can't tell you how emotional it is when you can watch your friends see the lungs of their child in the chest of a man who is now able to do the stair climb in Chicago. And that's something that you must see all the time.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's an incredible story. And to see people, I think that we don't understand, you know, those of us who have normal, healthy lungs, how hard it is to not be able to breathe and feel like you're suffocating every day. And I don't think we'll ever come to understand that unless we're living through it ourselves. But when the patients describe what they're experiencing day in, day out, you know, you're breathing all the time. Like, this is every second, every moment of your life, and you're struggling all the time. And the moment they wake up with new lungs and the fact that they are no longer struggling, they always just have this unbelievable gratitude and gratification for what has been done, and for them to get their breathing back. And yeah, and I think lung transplant patients are some of the most incredible patients. They go through so much, but they have so much resilience and fortitude at the end of it. And you know, it's definitely a great thing to be doing.
So this device that is nicknamed Lungs in a Box that will help doctors remove, store, and treat viable lungs for transplant, was it developed at Northwestern, or how long has it been on the market?
Yeah, so people have been looking into technologies of perfusing organs, not just lungs, you know, kidneys, livers, hearts, outside of the body for a long time, because that's kind of the holy grail of, if we can make them last longer, then we can, you know, get them across the country over further distances, make it more logistically sound to perform transplants. So the idea of the technology has been around for probably several decades, but really hasn't come into a lot of practical use and also evidence-based use, meaning it's been studied well, until probably around the last decade or so. Where I trained, actually, I trained up in Canada, and Toronto was a place that first came up with this lung-in-a-box technology. But really, I think, to my recollection, it's not been widely used in the Chicago or Illinois area at all, and there's a lot of missed opportunities to that. And so Northwestern is really trying to bring that technology to, you know, the Illinois area, to people of Chicago, so that we can benefit from it.
We got like 30 seconds left, Doctor. You want to make a pitch for people to donate their organs?
Absolutely. I think if you, especially after this pandemic and seeing how people are struggling with their breathing and the difficulties that they go through trying to get their lives back, it's so important that we all become organ donors. There's so many people, there's 1,000 people on the wait list every day, and just to see how well, how much they can benefit from this and how much their quality of life improves. If everyone can be an organ donor, we wouldn't have these shortages, or at least, you know, the shortages would be much smaller, and people can really benefit and live better lives. So for sure, be an organ donor if you can. But in the meantime, we're going to use these technologies to try to expand our donor pool as much as possible.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Keep saving lives.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Keith Hill, CTA Transit Union President, is going to join us. We're going to talk about the violence that people are having to endure on their way to and from work. Steve Bertrand has the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.